The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, I can't believe it. I'm waiting for Gabriel to blow his horn. Cue the celebration music. You won't believe it. Shocking day in American history. I can't believe it. Praise the Lord. I feel so free. How do I feel? How do you feel? Bizarre, right? Bizarro. Okay, bring that down because we don't want to get sued. All right, so here I've got a mask. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble and the Steve Noble Show. I do have a mask in my left hand. I have a lighter in my right hand. The right hand lighter is now lit. If you're looking on Facebook Live, I can't do this in here because we're going to set something off. Otherwise, I would burn the mask right now. I mean, I'm so close to doing it. And these things, who knows what these are actually made of? Probably go up in flames in about a nanosecond. But bizarre enough as it is, here in North Carolina, about an hour and a half ago, Comrade Cooper comes out and Seth took the lighter away from me. Comrade Cooper comes out and says, we're lifting the mask mandate. What? I thought it was June 1st. I mean, what's going on there? North Carolina will no longer require a mask. Social distancing in most places. Most places. Now, that's just the world we're in now. Because I'm just going, okay, what's the trick? There's got to be some kind of a snag here. There's some kind of trick here. It's a bait and switch. What's going on? Especially given what's been going on in the news as of recent days and weeks. That's why Peter Ducey was beaten up on Jen Psaki, White House press secretary, on Friday today, insisted that the new federal guidance on mask mandates came from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In a back and forth with Fox News correspondent Peter Ducey, Psaki said the guidance that vaccinated individuals are not required to wear a mask indoors or outdoors or physically distance was made by the CDC, not by us, not by the president, she said, adding that the White House was working to implement the new guidance across the government. However, just yesterday, Yeah. 5/13, May 13th, 4:12 p.m. Eastern Time at POTUS, President Biden's Twitter account, which is not nearly as entertaining as President Trump's was. Here's what he said. The rule is now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. Well, Mr. President, how are you going to tell who's been vaccinated and who hasn't? Maybe if they had, I don't know, like a gold star on their coat or their shirt somewhere, that would be helpful. We could identify who the unvaccinated are. But then you get this from Comrade Cooper today, who's got, I mean, he's just saying it's over except for schools. No longer wear masks, no social distancing except for schools and prisons and healthcare centers and mass transit, which we don't have a whole lot of that going on in North Carolina. North Carolina is back to an average of 1,300 new cases per day. What's the deal? What's the bait and switch? So did you hear the good news? So what are you doing with that? Cooper says, no mask. We're done with that. No social distancing, no mask. Have you gone into a store yet this afternoon? Did you hear about it and go into a store yet? Now I know there's a bunch of you because a bunch of you on my Facebook page, because I put that up just a little while ago, a bunch of you on my Facebook page were like, well, I was not wearing masks anyway. Okay, cool. I get it. But if you have been, and I've been a good little government lackey boy, and I've been wearing a mask most of the time when I go into different stores because I just got tired of all the conflict, and I'm just like, for me personally, and that's why if you've been like, hey, you guys can just take a flying leap because I'm not going to wear a mask, and you get into arguments with the store manager and all that kind of stuff, or you just flat out, and maybe you have an exemption. Okay, that's cool. Some stores don't care, but maybe you have an exemption. Maybe you just lied and said that you had an exemption. I'm not judging anybody whether you've complied and wore a mask or not. But if you have been wearing a mask, how do you feel about going into a store tonight or tomorrow and not wearing a mask? Will you push it? Will you say, well, the Governor Cooper now says we don't have to wear one. There is no mask mandate. And so what's the deal? But then you got Biden on the other side who says, either get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. So what are you going to do? I want to just get your reaction. If you want to say something to President Biden, what do you say to that? He says, get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. But then today, just an hour and a half ago here in North Carolina, the governor says, oh, yeah, no more mask mandate. And then you got somebody like Rachel Maddow. By the way, I'd love for you to call in and share, how are you going to deal with this? What are you thinking about what President Biden said? Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. That's not subtle. And then Cooper's like, you know, don't wear a mask. And he didn't say anything about being vaccinated. But he said he wouldn't lift the mask mandate until 65% of the North Carolinians, I think adults, have been vaccinated. And we're only at like 47%. So what's up with that? Is it because the news is so bad for the Biden presidency right now that they needed to throw us a bone, us little plebeians out here? I don't know. Maybe you're more like Rachel Maddow. Following months of criticism, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and by the way, there's some really bad news out there. I don't know if you heard about this, but I'll tell you after the break. I mean, it's shocking. I want to go do the show outside because I think I'm going to hear Gabriel's horn before it's over. Following months of criticism, the CDC and CDC announced Thursday that vaccinated people could ditch masks in nearly all circumstances. Oh, thank you. Bow down. While met with relief and calls like it's about time from Republicans like Senator Ted Cruz, some liberal figures fretted about the sudden shift. Quote, I feel like I'm going to have to rewire myself so that I can, when I see someone out in the world who's not wearing a mask, I don't instantly think you are a threat, Rachel Maddow said, or you are selfish, or you're a COVID denier, and you definitely haven't been vaccinated. I mean, we're going to have to rewire the way we look at each other. And she's dead serious here, okay? Earlier, Maddow interviewed CDC Director Rochelle Walensky about the new mask guidelines, asking her, how sure are you? Because this is a really big change. Walensky assured her the agency was sure and touted the extraordinary amount of evidence showing the efficacy of the vaccines. Whoa. And then over at MSNBC, another one. This was Nicole Wallace. Wow. People should not be free to resume their pre-pandemic life if they weren't willing to carry your burden in society, talking about vaccines. But what do you think? Cooper says, hey, no more masks. What are you going to do with that? Versus POTUS, who says, get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Welcome back. That's party music right there, because at least here in the great state of North Carolina, unless POTUS is watching, Comrade Cooper dropped the mask mandate statewide by decree just about 2 hours ago. Thank you, Governor Cooper. I mean, now what are you going to do with your newfound freedom? Now, I know a lot of you, and I have a lot of friends that they're like, I haven't worn a mask the whole time, so it hasn't changed anything for me. Okay, cool. God bless you. That's awesome. But for the rest of us that did, what are you going to do with your newfound freedom? This is going to be a very interesting experiment. Way to go, Jason. Mighty Boston's. Right there. That's what the intro music. Only the initiated would pick that up. Good job, Jason, on Facebook Live. So what are you going to do with your newfound freedom? I mean, I'm just asking you, are you going to feel hesitant about it? Are you going to strip off the mask? There it goes. I've got one right here in the studio, right there. And it's just out of here. And you're just going to run into the grocery store when the show's over and just go frolicking, footloose and fancy free through the freezer aisle without your mask on and just dare anybody to say something to you. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with your newfound freedom? Or what would you like to say to President Biden, who said the rule is now simple? This was just yesterday. Like, what's going on? Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. Which, by the way, I sure am glad that I've got more going on in my life and with family and friends and with the Lord than all this stuff. But then you had Rachel Maddow. So give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. What are you going to do with your newfound freedom? What do you make of all this? Do you trust this, or do you think this is just another trick? Because things are so bizarre, and they have been for 15 months. Do you trust this or do you think there's something else going on? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. What do you think? What are you going to do now that you have a little bit of freedom? And if you're already not wearing a mask, that's awesome. Don't call in. Because nothing's changing for you. You've stood your ground on that. That's great. But if you've been wearing one, what are you going to do now? Now that the governor says you don't have to, at what point will you feel okay going into a store without a mask? What are you going to do with this newfound right given to you by the government? 866-348-7884 is the number. Please call. I'd love to hear your opinion on this. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Maybe if you're like Rachel Maddow over at CNBC or MSNBC, I feel like I'm going to have to rewire myself so that when I see someone out in the world who's not wearing a mask, I don't instantly think you're a threat or you're selfish or you're a COVID denier. And you definitely, obviously, haven't been vaccinated. Okay. Then there's Nicole Wallace, also over at MSNBC. She said this: I understand right to privacy and right and a right to freedom, but I don't have a right to go to my workplace unvaccinated. I don't have a right to send my kid to school without testing him to make sure he doesn't become a vector for disease, Wallace said. Has this debate gone too far? Sure, you can do what you want, but it doesn't mean you get to go on with your pre-pandemic life if you're not willing to carry your burden in society. So now all of a sudden, if you don't get vaccinated, well, you're a threat to society. You know, like, well, that should sound familiar if you've studied world history at all. Who else was a threat to society? Are we talking about Israel lately? Oh, yeah, we are. So there's that. Okay, that's really interesting what's going on there. But what do you think? How do you deal with that? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Now that Governor Cooper has lifted the mask mandate in North Carolina, what are you going to do with your freedom? Or maybe you want to respond to Biden's tweet from yesterday where he said the rule is now simple: get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. I've been saying on Facebook, and a bunch of people took issue with it. I said this is like a new era of Jim Crow laws. What was the whole point of people are like, that's hyperbole, that's dangerous, you know, because you can't use anything from the realm of racism or our racial history in this country in any way other than to talk about racism itself. So people were jumping all over me about that. And I said, what was the purpose of Jim Crow laws? The purpose was to segregate, keep all these black folks over there separate but equal. That was the purpose, to segregate. Generally, that was the purpose of the Jim Crow laws. So with the vaccine and who's vaccinated and with the CDC saying, if you've been vaccinated, you can go anywhere you want inside and outside and you don't have to wear a mask. Well, how are you going to test that? How are you going to know who's actually vaccinated and who isn't, if they can't prove it, right? So I'm fearful that we're going down this road of just continuing to resegregate the country. But what do you think about all this going on? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. We're going to go to Richard in Burlington, North Carolina. Richard, thanks for calling. What do you make of all this?
Well, I've always worn the mask when I absolutely have to, and that's about it. I have two jobs. My employers require it. When I go to the grocery store, they ask us to wear one. If I'm alone in the aisle, I usually unhook it and breathe for a while. But then when I get close to somebody, you know, when I'm not as socially distant,
yeah,
I put it back on. And I wear it around my mother-in-law. She's elderly. And that's about it. I don't wear it driving. I don't wear it outdoors. Never outdoors. I mean, the science never backs right. anything yeah. up like that.
Yeah.
But so I'd like to just point out one.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I just wanted to point out that we have had some very high-profile elected officials and their staffs living their lives like there is no mandate, and then they post it on Facebook. And it's just hard to take it seriously,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah,
when
yeah.
they do that. Well,
all you people better mask up, and then when they're together, they're not masked up. The same thing happened when Biden did his joint session of Congress with 200 people or whatever, that they were showing the footage beforehand. They're all in there in the joint session, and about 200 of them, none of them had the masks on. But once they got to 9 p.m. Eastern time when it was going to start and he comes walking in, all of a sudden they have masks on. Yeah, it's just been this big show. Do as I say, not as I do. That's frustrating. It's been very frustrating. So what will you do now, Richard, now that Cooper has said, hey, you actually don't have to wear a mask? What will you do? What do you think? How will you handle your newfound freedom?
Well, my employers have not changed their requirements yet.
Yeah.
So that stays the same. Other than that, I'm going maskless.
Yeah.
At every opportunity.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens out there. Richard, thanks so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Take care. And have fun with that out there with the mask mandate thing. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Trey calling in from Winston-Salem. Thanks for calling, Trey. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, first thing I want to say is these people kind of looking at you funny in the store. I'm going to now have fun telling them, and I'm not going to do it to everybody I see, but I'm going to let them know, oh, you don't have to wear that any longer.
Yeah.
Because now it's kind of like a reverse psychology now that, you know, before they wanted to ridicule everybody not wearing one. Well, now I think it's time they get a little dose of that. So, you know, I'm going to let them know you don't have to wear that. And as far as the Biden thing goes, I'm not even paying my mind. I don't negotiate with bribery. That is a bribe. Oh, take the vaccine and you don't have to, or, you know, you lose that. I don't play kindergarten games. So I don't do that. And I don't see anywhere in the Constitution that tells me I have to wear any face diapers at all. So, period. So, you know, I'm not going to do that. And the mask is harmful. It lowers your oxygen level 15%. Yep. It's been studied. It's been proven. And people are harming their bodies for this. And and another thing is the masks do not filter out COVID-19. They don't have the micro technology to do so. You know, most people are wearing handkerchiefs and stuff like that, and they don't do anything.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
You know, it's, you know, so if people get educated and informed, they wouldn't be doing half the stuff they do.
That's a great point. Trey, thanks so much for calling in. God bless you. We're going to go to Laura from Raleigh next. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. Wouldn't it be interesting? Welcome back. This is Steve Noble and Steve Noble Show. Wouldn't it be interesting if we just have a bunch of William Wallaces out there? Freedom! And you run into the store, you know, with your mask off, and you're just telling everybody, hey, the governor dropped the mask mandate. Did you guys know that? Hey, everybody, pull your mask off. It's okay. Now, if somebody did that, you pull a William Wallace in there, or you pull a Mel Gibson from The Patriot and pick up the flag when everybody's going one direction. You go the other direction waving the flag and just start yelling freedom and hold the line. Will people... What will they do with this newfound freedom that that's been decreed to us by Governor Cooper here in North Carolina or wherever you maybe live, wherever you're listening to the show or watching Facebook Live or YouTube Live? Really fascinating. What's going on there? What do you expect? Do you trust this? What do you think's happening here? Just yesterday, I said Biden was like, hey, get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. And then Cooper, 24 hours later, is like, hey, no mask mandate unless you're in school, prison, a healthcare facility, or mass transit. No mask mandate. I'm not asking whether people are vaccinated or not. Just we're done with the mask mandate. Really? What's going on here? Do you trust any of this? Or do you think this is the now the numbers are going to come up and they're going to go, oh, see, you know why the numbers came up? It's because too many of you Christians and you conservatives and you Trumpers and you anti-vax people won't get vaccinated, and so you're putting the rest of the country in peril. So we need to reinstitute. Would that surprise anybody? Just curious what you think. This was on WRAL, local station here in the Triangle area of North Carolina. How will you know if someone is vaccinated and can unmask? Former FDA commissioner discusses the possibility of vaccine passports. What do you make of all this? How are you going to deal with your newfound freedom? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Please call in. I would love to hear how you're processing this. Laura, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm leery about, you know, just go out and take my mask off. I would rather not wear it, definitely. But it all just something just doesn't smell right about the whole thing. But I know what I am against are the vaccine passports.
Yeah.
Or the thinking of doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because, you know what the next step is. Or we know what the next step is, pretty sure. So, but that's about all I have to say. I'm leery about taking my mask off.
Yep.
I mean, I just did. Well, I got vaccinated 3 weeks ago, and I was adamantly not going to do it. And I kind of wish I hadn't. But anyway.
Yeah. And how did you have? Which shot did you get? Did you get Pfizer or Moderna? Or did you get Johnson?
I got the Johnson & Johnson, and just that evening or afternoon after I got it, they were, like, talking about pulling it out.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't have any bad, not yet or anything.
You feel
I haven't
okay.
had any bad
well, that's
side
good.
Effects. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
thanks for calling
thank
in, Laura.
Thank you for what you do.
You're
Enjoy
welcome.
Listening.
You're welcome. Thank
All
you
right,
so much.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate that. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Really would love to see how you're reacting to all this. And that was my reaction. Same as Laura. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you? It's like all of a sudden you come home and your 15-year-old or whatever's cleaned their room and cleaned the house and they're in the kitchen trying to make dinner. What's your reaction to that? You're going to be like, oh, what do you want? What's going on? Something's not right here. Something's out of place. So how do you respond to what's going on here? Governor Cooper, just a couple hours ago, literally 2 hours ago, said, hey, no more mask mandate unless you're in school because the numbers amongst our children are so terrible. It's 0.00. There's five zeros. Hold on. 0.00006% chance of a child dying from COVID. And they actually have a significantly better chance of dying from a lightning strike. But we're going to keep masks on little kids in school. What's up with that? The whole power and control thing, I don't think. And imagine being Fauci. Can you imagine being Fauci right now? And he's going from the guy that's on the cover of GQ magazine and Pope Fauci speaks and everybody listens and jumps and does whatever. And in 12 months, do you think he's really going to want to be irrelevant? Or anybody in power, especially people on the left? I don't know. What do you think's happening here? 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Annie's calling in from South Carolina. Annie, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi there.
Hello.
I just wanted to put out the name. There's a report on YouTube called What's Happening in by VLEIDH2NDS are one to line the children without parents.
Yeah, Annie, I'm going to put you on hold. Hey, Keith, can you talk to her right quick? She's just got a bad cell right now. See if she can just call back, and that might help. She's just got a bad cell right now, so I can't do that. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. What do you make of Governor Cooper lifting the mask mandate versus just yesterday President Biden came out? Now, this is where I got really hot. Under the collar on this one. When Governor Cooper comes out or today, does what he does. Hey, no, but you don't have to wear a mask. And then yesterday, Biden. The rule is now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. How ominous is that? Even coming from Biden, who's not an ominous person at all anymore. But the fact that the president of the United States is saying that. And now, well, how are you going to know if I got vaccinated? So several of you on Facebook Live, and I'm sure many of you in the radio audience are like, hey, what about HIPAA laws? Where you actually have some privacy. Remember that? You actually have some privacy. And what are you going to do with that? The HIPAA law. Hey, have you been vaccinated? I don't have to disclose my medical information to you at all. You have no right to it. You have no legal right to it. Actually, I'm allegedly protected by the law. I don't have to give you that information. That's why when you go in and you're filling out paperwork at the doctor's office and they're asking you who else can get access to your medical information, you have to grant that. They don't just give it out. They can't. That's a violation of the HIPAA. So what are they going to do with this on the vaccine thing, right? So it's crazy. Let's see what happens. And I'm going to go to Larry here in just a second, but I wanted to make sure you knew this because this could be the start of the tribulation. Did you see this? This just came out the other day. This is a headline from yesterday in CBS News. It's showing up on other places. Chick-fil-A imposes a sauce limit amid industry-wide shortages. What? First, there was a nationwide chicken shortage that hit Bojangles particularly. Couldn't get nuggets at Bojangles. Now there's a shortage of dipping sauce for chicken, with the fast food chain Chick-fil-A rationing customer handouts of its own sauces amid supply constraints as Americans bounce back from the COVID-19 recession. Restaurant managers at some Chick-fil-A 2,600 locations across the country are advising team members to allow customers just one dipping sauce portion per entree ordered. Okay, so if I get the 6 box of chicken planks or whatever those are called at Chick-fil-A, I would normally get 2 things of honey mustard and 2 things of barbecue sauce for 6. Now you're telling me I only get one? I just, what do you do with that? Just don't know what to do with that. It's crazy, isn't it? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Seriously, let's go to Larry's calling in right here in Raleigh. Larry, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm so glad of this mass lifting myself. And I really think, Amen. You know, too, that you got to put into account, too, that the many, many thousands and millions of our Christians who's praying, you know, that there'll be change of heart about this thing, you know?
Excellent.
About mask and all. And I really think that God can touch a person's heart, even a person like our governor who's been so stubborn about this mask and the lockdown and everything. God can move on these people's heart. And I'm thinking, too, that God is doing that with this situation. You know, it's just out of the blue. But God works like that. And at the same time, too, you got to take into account, too, who we got as a lieutenant governor.
Yeah, man.
A believer in Christ also. And this man, you know, he tells the governor face to face, eyeball to eyeball, you know, what time it is. And you got to take into account, you know, that God is putting his people in places, you know, to change things.
Yeah.
And even Biden, you know, with his weak, frail backbone leadership. You know, God is able to get in these situations and fix them. And so I'm thanking God, you know, that in America, that not only in America, but that in North Carolina, the great lockdown state and mass state is coming to common sense.
Yeah.
And but when it comes to masks, I do wear my mask to help other people out. But I do not wear my mask in the car. I do not wear my mask out in the open air in my home. And I just hope that people will come to the realization, you know, that God meant for us, brother, to breathe.
Yeah, man. Yeah, imagine that. That's actually part of the design.
Yes,
that's so good. Larry, yes, God bless you, man. That's such an uplifting phone call. I really appreciate you calling in and reminding us that we need to look to God more than man. What a great reminder. Thanks, Larry. God bless you.
Yes, sir. And thank you for your broadcast, man. You're doing a great job and a
You're
great
welcome.
Service, too.
God bless you.
America and
Thanks,
to God's
man.
People.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
Right.
Have a great weekend. What a great reminder. Imagine that God could actually be doing something. And I didn't even think about that. That's pathetic. We'll be right back. God bless you, Larry. Thanks for calling in. Larry from Raleigh. Yeah, a lot of people on Facebook Live, and I'm with you. I'm just going, what a great reminder. He was. So, did you hear the joy of the Lord in Larry's voice? And he immediately goes, hey, man, we've got a lot of Christians been praying for a return to some sanity in this nation. And he just chose to believe that God moved in Governor Cooper's heart and God had lifted up Mark Robinson, a strong believer, as our lieutenant governor, and who go toe-to-toe with anybody. And just seeing God at work and praising the Lord. And I didn't think about that for the last 2 hours. Shame on me. Thank you, Larry. This is like, wow. I mean, I'm just being totally honest with you right now, just brutally honest and transparent that not one time until Larry said that, I go, wow, I wonder if the Lord just moved in Cooper's heart, in his head. I wonder if he just moved him along because God lifts up and he puts down and the king's heart is in his hand. If he wants Governor Cooper to become a born-again Christian this afternoon and start going to Cross Assembly with Pastor Chad this Sunday, he can do it. And I'm like, oh, that'll never happen. Really? God, who created everything through the power of his mouth, his words. And where's our faith? Do we even think like that? Hopefully, you're a lot more like Larry and a lot less like me. But that was just so convicting. And God bless you, Brother Larry, for calling in. That was just, I know that blessed a lot of people's hearts. And that needs to be us. No matter what's happening, no matter what's hitting the fan, if you're a born-again Christian walking with the Lord imperfectly as we do, messing up, getting up, trying to do better, having seasons when you're just mailing it in, and other seasons when you're on fire, all that stuff, the ups and downs, the tension of the Christian life. But ultimately, we're like, hey, man, I've been set free. I am saved. I am a blood-bought child of the Most High God. I am a co-heir, a joint heir with Christ. I get to sit at the big table one day. Wow. So when Biden says something stupid or Cooper does something stupid or whatever, just go, you know what? Ultimately, that's why you have this like this footloose, fancy, free atmosphere as a Christian, the joy of the Lord, which has nothing to do with circumstances. That's happiness is about what's happening. Joy is not. Joy is found solely and rooted solely in the fact that if you're in Christ, you're born again, man. All those promises are yes and amen for you. And we should act that way, right? We should be a little different. Wow, dude, what's up? You never seem to be down. What's going on? Well, I'm glad you asked. And then we can sound like Larry, right? God bless you, Larry. That was awesome. All right, let's go to my buddy Clay calling in from Raleigh. By the way, if you still want to chime in about the governor lifting the mask mandates, are you going to get wild and crazy, pull a William Wallace tonight, yell freedom as you run through the aisles at Facebook, at Home Depot and Lowe's and Publix or wherever you go and tell people, hey, the governor lifted the mask mandate. The governor lifted. And what if a bunch of people started to do that? What are they going to do at Home Depot? What are they going to do at Harris Teeter? What are they going to do at Lowe's? If 20, 30, 40, 50 people, 60 people are in there, and there's no limits anymore, by the way, you can have a full theater. Governor Cooper just said you can have a full theater. Everybody go see a movie tonight. Jam-packed, not a single mask in the auditorium. You can do that, according to the governor. He just bestowed that freedom on you once again. Thank you, Governor. Or Larry, as Larry says, thank you, Lord. What are you going to do with that? What do you think about all this? Or do you just not trust it? Here we go again. 866-348-7884 is our number. Still have time. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to my friend Clay here in Raleigh. Clay, good to hear from you as always. Go ahead.
Well, brother, happy Friday to you. And again,
you too.
I got to thank you for doing your job. And, you know, I'm just so thankful. And, you know, it's interesting because I was just thinking about that. Brother Larry beat me to the punch, and you know I'm getting here slightly emotional. When you're adherent and when you're obedient to what God the Father has planned for your life, you know you just know that things are going nicely. But when you step off that planned path that He's had for you since you came out of the mother that you know held you in her womb for 9 months, and that's a created thing. But brother, you know I couldn't help but think about that. And imagine every single person where you are, where you work at Truth Radio, is a godly brother in Christ, a follower, a faithful follower of the Lord. And you know that they hear that the people like yourself, Brother Stu, Brother Robbie, I mean, I could go on, but every single person there I know is a brother and sister in the Lord that works at the Truth Radio Network. You know,
And by the way, Clay, let me just jump in there. By the way, we're also on several other radio networks run by great godly people, pastors and North Carolina state senators. We're on more than just the Truth Radio Network, and they all have people like that. I just wanted to make sure people understood that.
Right, I understand. And, you know, it was interesting to hear you get excited about that because of what Brother Laird said. I will echo that sentiment. You have people praying. When you pray, the Lord hears the prayer. It's not going to be done when we need it. It's going to be done when He needs for it to happen. And just, I feel that somewhere at some point, the governor, and, you know, my nickname for him, and I give him, I know people didn't like what he was doing, but at some point, you know, if you look at that movie, The Sound of Music, when the Lord closes the door, He opens a window. That is said by Julie Andrews. And somewhere at some point, the Lord opened up that window for him because look at what's happening. I won't say that, you know, I have been adherent. I have been obedient to the thing. I mean, I'm not going to complain about it. You know, the Lord blessed me getting two shots of, you know, from the Durham VA. And the second one, the doctor that administered the shot said, within the next 2 or 3 weeks, because you've had the second shot, you should be able to undo your mask, breathe where you need to. And I have been listening, you know, to what you say, to everybody else has said, but when you're obedient to that situation, the Lord will open up the window or the door and you see what has happened. Because we have been praying, Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, can you do something about this? And yeah. somewhere at some point, the last time we heard from him to today, the Lord touched his heart.
Yeah.
And you know, it might have been our lieutenant governor just said, hey, brother, come on, man, you need to do something about this. And he has gotten to that point. He says, you know what? I just need to do what's right. And Brother Larry, God bless you, man. Thank you. Thank yeah. the Lord for Brother yeah, Larry amen. For doing that. Because
right.
just a few minutes after you started, I was just thinking that same thing. But he got to it, and I'm just so yeah, thankful for that. Because
awesome. Amen.
Brother, it's a major blessing. This is a step in the right direction, but we still, and I know it's not easy for some people, but still be adherent. You say that you're a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, still be adherent and obedient to that situation, and you're going to see that the Lord's going to bless your life. That's
Amen.
The way I'm thinking it. God Amen. Bless everybody out there
Thanks,
listening.
Clay. Have a great weekend,
happy
buddy.
Friday to everybody. Thank Amen. You, brother. I love
right,
you. Appreciate you, man. Thank you
love
for
you
your
too.
Job.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the encouragement, as always. Let's jump over to William calling in from Durham, North Carolina. William, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, I was just at the gas station, and I was letting people know, hey, you can take your mask off. Governor Cooper said, you know, no more mask mandate. Unfortunately, ran into somebody. She was like, yeah, that's cool and all, but, you know, I haven't been vaccinated. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, oh, wow, I don't have time to go into that right now. But anyway, my thing is I'm very happy.
Did she ask you, William, if you had been vaccinated?
Oh, no, she didn't ask me anything, you know.
Then how does she know?
I was
See,
in
you,
line.
Yeah, and then you said something about not having a mask on, so she assumed anybody that would suggest taking a mask off is probably some crazy person that hates their neighbor and doesn't want to get vaccinated. That's the scary part. Because of what you
that
said, she assumed.
Very much so.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Very much so, and I didn't have time to school because I was at a gas station. And people are waiting in line. That, so I couldn't do anything.
Did you actually
but
get
my
some?
Thing is, I got some gas. Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, well,
anybody's in Durham, going 55. And my thing is right now, I'm planning on going. If I go anywhere, I'm going to walk in without my mask. It's
yeah.
kind of I got little mixed feelings because I write on my mask 2 + 2 = 5, COVID-1984. And I like for people to come up and ask me about
yes,
it. But I'm
going
to call every gym I know to see, okay, look,
yeah.
are you going to stop this nonsense about wearing masks while you exercise? Because for one, it never made sense.
Oh,
two,
man.
It's counterproductive to what you're doing. And three, Governor Cooper said no more masks. So.
Yeah. How about that? It's going to be fascinating to watch how people handle it when the governor's giving us back, quote unquote, some of our freedom. Just amazing. William, thanks so much for calling
yeah,
in and
it.
Sharing that. That's awesome. God bless you, man. Have a great weekend.
God bless you, Steve. Thank you.
All right, pal. Talk to you. Thanks. And that's the deal. What are you going to do? And listen, it's going to be interesting. I'll tell you on Monday about my Home Depot experience. I'm just going to and see what happens. You're gonna get the looks. You're going to get the sideways glances. And isn't that interesting what William said when he's just telling people at the gas station, hey, you don't have to wear your mask, y'all, because the governor lifted the mask mandate. And the one lady he mentioned just assumes that anybody that would say such a thing must be an anti-vaccine person. And that's not, you know, that's what the devil wants. I mean, inside the body of Christ, too. Division, 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 division. Divide and conquer. Kill, steal, and destroy. So, I'm leaving this one. This is between you and the Lord. It's a matter of your conscience. I'm not telling people what to do on this deal. I've got my own walk to try to manage. You have yours. But let's pay attention over the next few days to see how people handle this decree of a newfound freedom. I'm like, am I supposed to bow down and worship the chocolate bunny now? If you understand that reference, you have kids or grandkids. Anyway, pay attention, and let's keep praying for our nation, because, boy, does it need it. Israel as well. A lot of things we need to keep on our knees about. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.